Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Shabbos, Perik Chof Dalid. Mishnah, hey, if a man or a woman make a neder, or a shvu, obviously you have to keep it. It's very serious. Nobody wants to be mevatel, a shvu or a neder. Is there any way out? If I make a neder to abstain from bread, so what did I do? Ayvei, I wasn't thinking, is there any way out? There are two possibilities. You can go to a chacham to be matir the neder. The chacham would have to find a pesach. There was something I was unaware of at the time of the nether. Had I known that, I would have never made the nether, and therefore the nether is a mistake. Neither a bezin of three or a yachid mumcha could declare the nether null and void. That's called being matir a nether or nishalin al a nether. For a girl or a married woman, there is also, under certain circumstances, depending on the type of the nether, a possibility of hafara, to be made for the nether. If a girl from the age of 11 until the age of 12 and a half utters a neder or a shvua in regard to certain things, the father can be mefer the neder, provided that he's mefer the neder on the day that he hears of it. Now, before she's 11 and a half, the father doesn't have to be mefer the neder because her neder doesn't even count then. If a married woman utters a neder or makes a shvua, also depending on what type of neder or shvua, the husband can be mefer the neder, but again, only if he does so on the day that he hears of it. Now, the day does not mean he has 24 hours from the time of the nether. It means until the end of the day. So let's say if he heard the nether at the very beginning of the day, you have almost 24 hours. If he heard the nether just before the end of the day, he may only have a few minutes. So here's the problem. Suppose the father or husband hear about the nether on Shabbos. So he only has until the end of Shabbos to be matir the neder. If we wait till Matzoy Shabbos, it's too late. Therefore, says the Mishnah, mafir nedarim b'Shabbos. It's okay for the husband or the father to be mefer a neder on Shabbos. What about a man going to a chacham to be matir a neder? Zak the Mishnah, v'nishalim, we can go and ask the chacham to be matir the neder, but not for everything. Only l'dvarim shehein l'tzoydech haShabbos, only for things that are necessary for Shabbos. So en chanami, if he made a neder to abstain from challah, he can go to a chacham to be matir the neder on Shabbos. But if he made a neder to abstain from his bicycle, or a shvua not to ride a bike, that's not l'tzoydech haShabbos. On the other hand, when it comes to hafara, we don't look to see whether it's Litzarech HaShabbos or not, because there we know he's up against the deadline. If we wait till Mitzvah Shabbos, then the father or the husband will never have a chance to be Matir the Neder. Now, what's wrong with being Matir a Neder on Shabbos? It's not one of the Lamites Malachas. What am I doing that's not Shabbistic? So some say being Matir a Neder is like a Din Torah. A court is required. And it looks like we're conducting a Din Torah on Shabbos. Some say that the Navi tells us, Mitzvah Chavtzecha, there are different Isurei Shabbos that are learned from this pasuk. We don't talk on Shabbos about things that aren't Shabbostic. We don't plan on Shabbos things for the weekday, even the way we walk on Shabbos. We don't run, we don't rush. It's all learned from different words in the pasuk. From Mimtzai Chavtzcha, we learn that you should abstain from your own inyanim on Shabbos. It's not negeah for Shabbos. On Shabbos, we focus on the Shabbos. So if you have a personal need, like this neder that you made about the bike, and there's no emergency. You could be matir the neder after Shabbos if the Chacham is going to find the Pesach. So therefore, we don't do it on Shabbos. And that's the reason you can't be matir neder on Shabbos, unless it's a tzayrich for Shabbos. But on the other hand, when it comes to hafara, we don't want the father or husband to lose their chance to be made for the neder. They have to do it before the end of the day. So Chazal say, you could be made for any neder, even if it's not letzayrich Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah weiter. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to measure. Measuring for any other purpose other than a mitzvah is called a weekday activity, and it's aser on Shabbos. But if it's for a dvar mitzvah, you can measure even on Shabbos. Another halacha we have to know for this Mishnah. If you can recall earlier in Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, we had a machloikis about whether or not you can close a window with a shutter if the shutter is not tied or suspended from the window. The Chachamim say you can. That's not called building. You're just closing the window. But Rabbi Eliezer holds, no. If you're lifting something which isn't connected to a hinge or at least tied, that could be regarded as if you're adding something to the building, which you can't on Shabbos. Now, let's see our Mishnah. Zakta Mishnah, Paikikin Eshamar, you can stop up a window. The light's coming in through this window, you can close it with a board or something else that's used for this. Umaydidin Eshamatlis, and you can measure a patch. Now, why would I want to measure a patch? Well, I would want to measure even a small patch of cloth if, let's say, it came in contact with something that's tummy. And then the patch touched food, and I have to know now if this food is tummy. If the patch was less than a certain shear, which is gimel etzbois by gimel etzbois, it doesn't become tummy. So I don't have to worry about the food becoming tummy. So that's for dvar mitzvah. If this patch touched, let's say, taharis, I have to know if it maintains its status of taharah, it became tummy. V'yasa mikveh, you can also measure a mikveh on Shabbos. What am I measuring in the mikveh? Well, a mikveh has to have 40 sa' of water to be a kosher mikveh. And Chazal figured out for us that the mikveh would have to be wide an amma and long an amma. It would have to be an amma by an amma with a height of 3 amas. If you have that measurement and you fill it up, then you know you have 40 sa, and it's a kosher mikveh. And being that these measurements are l'dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Vaitu, Maisa, there was Taka's story. Bimei Aviv Shal Reb Tzadik, during the days of the father of Reb Tzadik. Uvimei Abishol ben Batnes, and during the days of Abishol ben Batnes. Well, let's first touch the words, and then we'll explain why they did this. Shepakiku Esamar, they stopped up a window, Bitafiach, with an earthenware jug. Vikoshru Esamakeda, then they tied a cup, Begemi. Gemi is something that grows. It's actually used for Michael Behema, but it's a kind of like natural rubber. And they did this later to know in Yesh Bagigis, if you have in this vat, Peseach Tefach and Lav, an opening of a Tefach or not. Now, what did they do and why did they do this? We'll soon see, Bez Hashem. Let's just finish the words of the Mishnah. Umedivreyem Lemadnu, and from the words we learned, Shepakiken, you can stop up a window. Umaydid, and you can measure. V'kaishrin, and tie b'Shabbos on Shabbos. Now, let's explain what things looked like, why they did this, and why this was necessary. Now, let's concentrate on what took place in this Mishnah. There were two houses. In between the two houses was a narrow path. Although the roofs were not connected, so even if there was a mace, a dead person in one house, it should have not affected the other house. But apparently, if you were standing in this narrow alleyway between the two houses and you looked up, the gap between the roofs was closed by some type of a jug. Someone put a jug there in between the two houses. So if you were standing in this alleyway in between the two houses, directly underneath the jug, maybe you wouldn't get wet. Technically, there was a roof over there. The problem with this jug is it now connects the two houses. And there was a person who was about to pass away, Rachman al-Islan, in one of the houses. That would have meant that the Tumah could come through the windows from one house to the other, because it's like one house. So the people in the second house said, what could we do to prevent the things in our house from becoming Tumah? The first thing they did was they blocked the window. What did they block the window with? Bitafiach, with an earthenware jug. A kli cheres, an earthenware jug, is only makabel Tumah from the inside. The outside, the back part of it, is not makabel Tumah. So they cleverly took this kli cheres, they placed it in the window of the second house with the opening, with the mouth of the kli cheres to the inside, and the base, the back part of it, should be to the outside, toward the alley. Because we want the part of the kli cheres that doesn't become tameh to block the tumah. Okay, fine. So now I understand that shepakiku es ha-mohar b'tefiach, they closed the window with this kli cheres. What happened afterwards? Why did they have to tie a cup with a gemi? The answer is that they already blocked the window. So they knew the tumah can't come into their house. But for whatever reason, that window would have to be opened. They would have to take that keli out. So now the tumah can come through the house. It comes from the other house, through the open window, under a common roof, because again, you have this jug up that seals the gap on top, into the open window of their house. So they looked up at this gigis that was lodged in between the two roofs, and they said, wait a second, if there's an opening of a tefach in this gigis, then the tumah does not go from one house to the other, rather it goes up and it goes into the ear. But if the opening is less than a tefach, it's considered closed. and then the tumah spreads in between the two alleyways into their house. So they had to measure whether you have an opening of a tefach. I guess they didn't have a ladder to go up and measure it, so they came up with a novel idea. They took this cup, which they knew measures exactly a tefach, tied it with this gemi, and that's how they managed to get the cup into the hole to see if it fits in or not. If the cup that was wide a tefach doesn't fit in, so they know, our house became tame, because if you don't have an opening of a tefach, then that gigas that's stuck between the two roofs is like a roof. It combines the two roofs. The tumah goes through the alleyway into the next house. But if it does fit in, so they know it's open a tefach. And now the tumah does not go into the next house. Rather, it goes straight up. And that's what the Mishnah means. U'midivreihem, from their psak over here, l'madnu, we learn, number one, shepagikin, you can stop up a window, even though it's not connected to a string or a hinge. U'maydidin, and you can measure for the purpose of a mitzvah, which they're doing over here. They're measuring how big the opening is. And also the kashrin b'shabbos. Remember, they had to tie the cup. And that kasher was also only mutter for the purpose of a mitzvah. The Bat Tanura says even for the purpose of a mitzvah was only a temporary knot, a permanent knot, which would be osim in the Torah, can never be allowed on Shabbos.